So the Gemara says that what did Reb Chanina ben Tradyan do to merit a portion of the world to come? What was his schos? What did he have? What he did was is that he was a gabbai tzedakah, and he was very careful. He was very medactic with the tzedakah that he did. It's a peller. I saw Reb Moshe Feinstein, again, not in Igros Moshe, but in Dibros Moshe. I saw he asks that, how does this show with the Gemara we learned yesterday? The Gemara says, Reb Chanina ben Tradyan and Lazman Prata were both on death row at the same time. And Reb Chanina ben Tradyan tells Reb Lazman Prata, even though I only did one thing, you did five things, you said you're gonna have a miracle. You're going to have a maifas. He gave him aftacha. You're going to creep out of this mess. I'm in trouble, but you're going to have a maifas. Said, why? Because you learned Torah and you did Gemilas Chasadim. I learned Torah, but I wasn't Isaac in Gemilas Chasadim. And the Gemara says, really? Did Reb Chanina ben Tradyan not do Gemilas Chasadim? V'atanya, we learned in a braisa. I'm like, Moshe, I'll put him this chauf, leave him Moshe. This Gemara right here. V'chilakdim laniyim. Zok the Gemara. Mi'avid avad. Reb Chanina ben Tradyan did Gemilas Chasadim. You see, it was a gabay tztaka. But kedabayi lei lo yavid. But he didn't do it as properly as he was supposed to do it. So which one was it? Did Reb Chanina ben Tradyan do chesed on such a level that when he told Reb Yosef ben Kisma about what he did, Reb Yosef ben Kisma didn't just tell him you're going to have Olam Haba, but he told him, or to the contrary, he didn't do it the way he was supposed to do it, and that's why he was viewed as someone that's Isaac B'Torah, and that's why this whole thing played itself out. He didn't have the same shmir of Lazar ben Prata had. So Reb Moshe said, Vaistois, you have to say that there's a chiluk between Olam Hazah and Olam Haba. In our Gemara that we just learned right now, Reb Chanina tried to ask Reb Yosef ben Kisma, am I going to have a chiluk in Olam Haba? Reb Yosef ben Kisma said, did you do anything? He told him his story. He says, wow, this? Absolutely. You're going to have front row seats. But the Gemara yesterday, Zaf, was discussing in Olam Hazah. Would the chesed that Reb Chanina ben Tradyan did be a shmira for him? Or not be a shmira for him? That he should be protected. That he should get the moifes that Reb Lazar ben Prata had. And for that, the answer was, it wasn't considered enough. What's the chilek? Why should it be a nafgamina? Whether we define the chesed as being proper chesed for Olam Haba or Olam Hazah, chilek is very simple. Because in Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medaktik ma'tzadikim kuchot asayra. So as it related to the Olam Hazah cheshbin, where there's a cheshbin of kuchot asayra, so kuchot asayra was kedabayu leilay yavid. And being that it was kedabayu leilay yavid, it wasn't considered a shmira. Olam Haba, Hashem's medaktik ma'tzadikim kuchot asayra, and Olam Haba, the tzadikim get a lichtig again Eden, of course. That's the whole point. Hashem's medaktik with tzadikim kuchot asayra by Olam Hazah, so that they should get a lichtig again Eden. So as it related to the Olam Hazah cheshbin, there's an idea of kach olafanim b'machshav. That's why the Kedabayu Lo Yavid wasn't considered enough. But as it relates to Olam Haba, of course, he's going to get a lichtig again. What bothered me, however, was something else. You know, the Gemara says that Kol Olam Nizen B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, the Chanina B'ni Dailoi B'Kav Chruva Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. Reb Chanina over there is not Reb Chanina Ben Tradyan, it's Reb Chanina Ben Doisa. But the Gemara says Kol Olam Nizen B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, and Reb Chaim V'Lozhina. I don't remember if it's a Nefesh HaChaim or Ruach HaChaim, maybe both. He says that you see from here that Reb Chanina ben Tradyan was the greatest Baal Chesed of all time. Kol Ha'olam Nizay Mishul Chanina Beni. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was an Ani Ve'evyoin. Dailoi Bekav Chruvim Erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. The Gemara Masech this time is in the third paragraph and all those stories and Agadah the Gemara talks about the level of poverty of Reb Chanina ben Tradyan. So you'd think he wasn't a big Baal Chesed. How could he be a big Baal Chesed? Well, he couldn't write checks. There was no stock with him to give. Chanina ben Tradyan was the biggest Baal Chesed in the world. Kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil Chanina b'ni. So how could you say Chanina ben Tradyan didn't do Chesed? Right, the Gemara says he wasn't Isaac in Chesed. We're grappling. We're trying to find. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. He was a guy by Tztaka. Moshal Purim nishalfuli. Another thing that bothered me was the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Tesam and Beis, where the Gemara says, Pia Pascha v'chachma, v'teiras Chesed. But the Gemara says, not like, no. It could have Torah a little. When a person teaches Torah, it's chesed. That means, Chanina tried to taught Torah. He was makal kihilois berabim. V'sefer Torah munach le'becheika. So what's this discussion? Why are we not sure? Where is the ambiguity? Was Chanina ben Tradyan yeah about chesed? Was he not about chesed? Was he oisik in gemilas chesed? Was he not oisik in gemilas chesed? Two kashas. Number one, what happened to kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil Chanina b'ni? Number two, he taught Torah. Pia pascha v'chachma v'toyras chesed al l'shayin. When a person teaches Torah, he's doing chesed. What it reminded me of is, I remember years ago, I heard from Mashkiach, Ramatzio Solomon, say he was talking about Kiruv. There was a small vad for members of the liquid fellowships. So he was giving a vad, and he was talking about Kiruv, and he said over the Chavis Havavis in Shara Havas Hashem that we always say over that if a person is Mekar of other people, the schar that he's going to get is unbelievable. And he compares someone who's Mekar of many people to the chassid, to the person that's a shalim. He says the shalim, at the end of the day, as great as he can become and as much madrigas as he can reach, but he's one person. It's one person going to work. But if you're Makar of people, you have people working for you. So obviously your productivity is going to be greater. So he says, he gives the mashal, right? There was a person that had a lot of money, one person that had a little bit of money. The person that had a little bit of money invested it and he made 100 times on his money. Person that had a lot of money invested it, he only made 10% on his money. But being that the person that had a lot of money had so much more money, he ended up making more money. Tachlis, more money came through because he had more money going to work. 10% of a million is more than 100% on 10,000, right? So the point is that when a person does kiruv, that was what Mashkiach was talking about. So there was somebody in the room. And remember, he asked Ramat Tisio, he said, let me ask you a kasha. That yeshiva, they say over there, Bistral Salanta used to say that when a person learns Torah in Eretz Yisrael, he can cause that a Yid in Paris shouldn't be Michal Shabbos. So learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael can prevent somebody on the other side of the world to be Michal Shabbos. Meaning, when you learn Torah, you're doing Kiruv. You're doing everything when you learn Torah. So what's the Chavis HaVavah saying? That person, that's the Muslim, he's the Ish HaShalem. This person is sitting and he learns. True, he's only learning for himself. But isn't he doing all this Kiruv? Isn't he the one that's causing all these people all over the world not to be Michal Shabbos? I don't remember him. It's Yo's Teretz. It's a good Kasha. I don't remember the Teretz. But I think, again, you see from this Gemara that it's true. Kol Olam Nizim B'Shvil Chanina B'Ni. This is all true. But at the same time, there is an idea of being Isaac in Gmilas Chasadim. There is an idea of being Isaac in Kiruv Rechaikim. And the bottom line is, like the Chavis HaVavah says it, Azevi says Mavur, in this Gemara, I think there's other ayahs to this as well. There is an idea of being Isaac in Chesed, and you can't just say, I'm learning Torah. So, because Kol Olam Nizim B'Shvil Chanina B'Ni, I think this Gemara would be ground zero, exhibit A, for this idea.